How may I help you?
What is your name, please?
Mercedes.
Mercedes. Okay, and are you a supervisor with this
Yes.
company?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I just spoke with a gentleman by the name of Trey, and I was explaining to him what happened, that I got a survey thing from Kohl's that came up on my phone. And so I did the survey, and it said that I would get a vacuum cleaner if I pay the, I guess it would be the shipping. And it was like less than $5. Well, the next day I get a charge for $49.89. And I did not authorize $49.89. It was just the less than $5 one, and that was all. And I've already called my bank. They said to call you and ask you to do a forced post to refund that amount of $49.89, because it was, to me, it's fraudulent, because I did not authorize that much money to be taken out of my account. And
okay.
So I'm asking you to do this to refund the money, because it's not right.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, it's Rhonda, R-O-N-D-A, Abkes, A-B-K-E-S.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And just to verify the agent sent over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
It's under 1934 Macon Street, Aurora, Colorado.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. I do see this started on January 10th. Something came to your phone and said that you want a Dyson vacuum. And yes, ma'am, I do apologize. Due to the terms and the conditions at the bottom of the page, what it's saying that you want a chance to be entered into a contest. And within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. Made this charge a valid charge. And no, ma'am, we are not able to process a refund.
Okay, well, then I guess it goes back to my bank, and then the bank will dispute it through MasterCharge.
Okay.
And not only that, but I'm also going to call Kohl's. I'm going to tell them what you guys did. And also, I probably will even try and get a hold of one of the TV stations here in Denver to let them know what you guys are doing. And it's wrong. So the public's going to learn about, you know, the deception that you guys are doing, and that you won't even refund what is not rightfully yours. So, you know, you have a choice at this point in time what you would like to do. And if you will refund the $49.89, then I'll call it good. But if you don't want to, then I'll do whatever I can to fight it.
I do apologize,
it's wrong.
Ma'am. No. Ma'am, I'm not able to process a refund. We're not able to process a refund due to the terms and the conditions.
The times, what do you mean?
The terms and the conditions. We're not able to process a refund with this saying that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within that contest entry, it came with this subscription.
No, it wasn't a contest. I didn't take it as a contest. I took it as I did a survey for y'all. And when I did the survey, then this was like a reward for doing the survey. But instead, I get charged $49.89. Don't you even feel bad about doing stuff like this?
With us being a third-party customer support company, yes, ma'am, I do wish that the company would put it in bigger letters still so that the customer know what they're getting into. But
it's not
yes,
a matter
ma'am.
Of bigger letters. It's a matter of, you know, like representing yourselves, you know, falsely. You know, you're saying you pay like $5 or whatever for the shipping. You know, you're thinking you're getting a reward for doing a survey, and it's not that at all. It's something totally out of. I mean, you guys are telling me something about a meal plan thing. I have no idea. I had no idea you were going to do this. So I guess the fight is on then. So is that what you're saying? You guys will, you're refusing to give me $49.89 back. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. We're not able to process the refund. No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I will see what I can do from my end, starting with my bank and MasterCard. And like I said, even if I have to, I'll go to the TV stations and let them know what you guys are doing and for other people to look out for thieves like you guys. Because I believe it, this is just thievery, period.
Okay.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mercedes, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great evening.